Hey, welcome back to A Man's World, the bonus episode. This week on the bonus episode, I had on James. He's the book author of the book, The Diary of a Manic OCD. It's a book how he uses his OCD to sell books. To be real with you, this is a book that I really do want to read. I'm not the type of person who likes to read books, but honestly, this is one book that I really, really, truly want to read. A lot of famous people have words in his books, including Mel Brooks and Larry Hanks. I know Charlie Gillespie has read the book and has a blurb in it as well. This book just seems so unique and interesting to me. That's a book I genuinely want to read. I think you all should go check it out. James and I talked about so many different things that you all are generally going to have to listen to the episode to hear what we talked about. But once again, I 100% recommend that you go read James's book. Once again, it's called The Diary of a Manic OCD. I'm going to link his book below so you guys can buy it. And thanks for listening. I will see you all on Thursday. Welcome back to A Man's World. This week on A Man's World, we have James. Hi, James. Welcome. Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure.
No problem. So can you introduce yourself and tell everybody a little bit about you and your work as an author?
Well, I'm James Bailey, and this is my newest book, The Diary of a Manic OCD Bookseller. Uh-huh. And if anybody are fans of Friends, I don't know if you're a fan. Are you a fan of the TV show Friends?
I've never seen it.
Well, I'm not a big fan either, but no. If you're... Followers could be, or probably are.
Yeah.
Mr. Squiggles, who played Mr. Squiggles in that show, has a nice blurb on the back of my book.
Oh, cool.
And Oscar winner Mel Brooks also. So anyway.
Oh, cool. So like, what inspired you to write that type of book?
Well, it's actually a true story. I had OCD really bad, like many years ago. And I was just very severe OCD.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just, I quit acting. I couldn't, you know, I was washing my hands day and night. Yeah. You know, I was just overwhelmed. So I ended up going to this psychiatric hospital, but not with, steel bars or anything. You could, you know, walk in and out.
Yeah.
But, you know, I had a curfew and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So what I did, which is really crazy, I had a fear of germs. So I started running around with homeless people because, you know, they're not big on hygiene. And I would shake their hand and touch them and, you know, try to desensitize myself.
Uh-huh.
So then, now it gets really weird.
Yeah.
I had a fear of drugs.
Uh-huh.
Right? Irrational fear.
Yeah.
So if I walk by a guy who looks like he could be high, long hair or something, I would immediately run to the bathroom, wash my face and hands. And then to get out of the bathroom, I had to use my feet to open the door. So here's part two of that story.
Yeah.
This is my first book, Man Interrupted, which was optioned for a movie.
Okay. Oh, cool.
Yeah, and Adam Sandler almost did the movie. So anyway, that's all in this book, by the way.
Uh-huh.
So what? This is a really crazy. I started hanging around drug dealers.
Ooh.
Faced my fear of drugs, right?
Yeah.
So I start talking about drugs to them, like, hey, dude, man, what's happening? You got anything? You know, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah. And Squiggles, like, he was the head drug dealer. He finally says to me, Jim, you talk about drugs all the time, but we've never seen you do drugs. I'm like, oh, my God. So what am I going to tell him? I'm a OCD guy, and you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So they thought I was a narc, you know, of course. So now I had the drug dealers after me while I'm staying in that place for the OCD. So that's why the first book was pretty quirky and it got up for a movie three times.
My dad's actually a recovering addict.
Oh, really? What was his deal? Oh,
I can talk a little bit about it. I've talked about it. He's a recovering alcoholic.
Oh, I can. I'm in that vein. Somewhere.
Yeah. Well, he's a recovering alcoholic, but then he has some like mental health issues.
Your father sounds like me.
No, he doesn't work. He doesn't work or anything. He's unable to work now and stuff.
Tell him to write a book. If he recovered.
Yeah, his book would be something.
Well,
his book would be something else. His book would be... No, his book would be something else. It's been a pretty hectic ride with him. He's, he doesn't work anymore. He used to be a nurse.
Oh, okay.
And then, I don't know. I don't really know. He's just... He had a massive stroke back in 2019, and that was, like, huge, like, awakening for all of us from it. He's a lot better now doing... He's the best he's been in a very long time, thank God. But, his book would be something else. He'd have a lot to say.
Yeah, but then you could promote it. You're a natural promoter.
That's a long story. My parents are divorced. I don't really see my dad.
Welcome to my group. I probably know you better than who my dad, so...
Yeah, no. My parents are fully divorced. My mom has full custody of me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But everybody's got a story like that, I think.
Oh, yeah, it's something. My mom and dad, my mom has full custody, and I don't see my dad that often. I, like, hardly ever see him.
Oh, well, that's life, my friend.
Yeah, well, it was my decision. So, it was my decision. Like, my choice.
Okay, well, years from now, you might have a different point of view. Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows, honestly? Who knows?
But, so, you know, anyway, getting back to my written script that HBO has, and you ever watched
Euphoria?
No, Julia and the Phantoms on Netflix?
Yeah.
Your age group. That show?
Yeah, I've watched it.
One of my best friends is the guy who played Luke. The real good-looking kid.
Yeah.
Charlie. His real name is Charlie.
Shut up, actually. I love him.
Well, me too. He's in my book, by the way.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, Charlie just did another movie, kind of a new version of The Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
So Charlie said he loves my script. It's called Lone Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
So if HBO takes it on, Charlie said I could tell HBO he's attached to it. He'll play the lead.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so Charlie's cool, man. Good looking guy, too.
I love him. Actually, I watched it during quarantine because I needed something to watch, so it was good.
Yeah, I've watched it, too. He's a talented singer as well.
He's very talented, 100%. Loved him.
Yeah, and he bought two of my books, so he's my friend forever.
That's great. I know, I've met a couple, like, people who I've, like, watched on TV, actually. I've met a lot. I've met, the actress Andrea, I think her name is. She played Vanessa in All American.
Don't know that.
She's, like, a Spanish Latina actor. I love her. Okay. I've met Hannah Cat Jones from Austin and Ally. She played Dez's girlfriend.
Well, read my book. I've got more celebrity. Pierce Bronson bought my book. Bob Dylan bought my book.
That's great.
Tom Hanks has got my book.
Oh, my God.
My whole book's full of stuff. But the beauty of the book is one day I'm talking to Tom Hanks or somebody.
Yeah.
Or Pierce Bronson, who bought two of my books.
Yeah.
And the next minute I'm talking to the bearded lesbian.
Never heard of her.
A homeless woman. Who, this is a good story. You have to have I like her, so I'm not making fun of her.
Yeah.
So I walked up to this woman. I'm tired. I'm sitting down. And I thought it was a man at first. And she starts talking to me. What's your name, Jim? She said, well, Jim, you're the only friend I got. So I said, I just met her. And I said, well, I don't have any friends either. So we're friends, you know?
Yeah.
So we kept talking. And she kept saying, Jim, should I go back to Fresno, which is California? And she said that about 50 times. And I thought she had some OCD like me. So I'm trying to be sympathetic, you know? So she said, Jim, should I go back to Fresno? Jim, should I go?
Yeah.
I finally said, yes, go back to Fresno. And then she says, why, Jim, should I go back to Fresno? You know, so now I have another story. So anyway, this keeps going on and on. But I like her, you know, she likes me. And she finally says to me, and I finally decided that was a woman.
Yeah.
After talking to her, looking, because she just had some, you know,
face.
So I finally said to her, I finally figured out it was a woman. And then she kept saying to me, Jim, will I find a companion? You know, I'm lonely.
Yeah.
And she said that about 100 times. Yeah, I mean, she couldn't help it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm tired, but I'm sympathetic, and I, you know, I have OCD, so I try to be, and I have some mental health problems, so I try to be friendly to her.
Yeah.
So she finally says, Jim, I'm asking you 100 times, will I find a companion? So I said, yes, there is a man out there for you somewhere. And she says, You son of a, you know what? I'm a lesbian. I'm looking for a freaking woman. So anyway, I became friends with her. And I kept her from getting arrested. So my book is full of movie stars and, you know.
That's cool. Yeah. I know some of the I've gotten, and this was like one of my biggest moments, was that I got to meet a Grammy Award winning singer. She came on my podcast.
Oh, bravo.
That was sick. I met Chantel. Like, I grew up on her music and I got to meet her. What was super
you gotta
cool?
Get Charlie on their show.
I know, I've tried. Trust me, I've tried.
You tried Charlie Gillespie?
I tried to email his business email, never got a response.
See, you know one of his personal friends now, so you're lucky.
Would you be able to help me do that?
I know, I'll ask him. How about that? Is that
fair? Yeah, just send him my calendar to schedule it. That'd be sick.
Well, I hope you get people to buy my books.
I really will, absolutely. I'll promote it around school. I have to tell you.
$10 at Amazon.
I will totally. I will.
Diary of a Manic OCD Bookseller. I hope you put that on your website. Whatever.
Yeah, I'll put it on my podcast. I know.
And it's only 99 cents at Kindle if you're broke. You know.
That's good to know. My mom and I like to read sometimes.
Well, now you know the authors.
Yeah, You know, it's funny. I don't know if you know this about me. I have ADHD, and I was diagnosed with anxiety. I'm adult drinking anxiety at the age of 6.
Well, I had my first anxiety attack when I was 5, so I got you beat.
Yeah, yeah. No, I didn't know. When I went to the doctor, she said that I had anxiety ranking at like a level for a 40-year-old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you certainly overcome it to me.
Yeah, I have. Sure.
Come on.
Yeah, and I've had ADHD. I got diagnosed at the age of 6 with that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I have a couple of actor friends who have that. So.
Yeah, I love. I think like having ADHD makes me like the person I am today. So I'm very thankful for it.
Yeah, you're very positive about it.
Yeah, well, I've come a long way with that. So trust me, wasn't so like proud of it in the beginning, and then I kind of just started to like, you know, just gain my focus, and it's my thing.
Good, and then, good.
Yeah, but I think like it's super cool to be like talking to somebody who's written a book like this, because like, you know, I can relate in some ways.
Well, yeah, I think you enjoy the book. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah,
but it's
I'll be real. Can I be honest with you? I'm not that big of a reader. I like audio better.
Me either. It's just between me and you.
Yeah, I'm not that big of a reader. I meant the only book that I've actually sat down and read fully without like stopping was Flipped by Wendolyn. I can't say her last name. It starts with a V. She came on my podcast, and that was awesome. And then we read Macbeth in school, and that's the only book that I actually like that we've read in school.
Well, now you're going to read The Diary of a Manic OCD.
I will. I will read it.
I'll be very disappointed.
I promise I'll read it. I promise I'll read it.
Email me, show me where you ordered it. Then I'll
know. No, I will. I have to ask my mom because we share an Amazon account, unfortunately.
Oh, good.
We share an Amazon account, so if I order something, I have to tell her, I'll get in trouble.
Oh, yeah. I don't want you to go behind your mom's back.
No, if I go behind her back, I'm not going to have a phone.
No. I didn't mean that. I don't want to interrupt that.
No, we have a rule that I have to, if I'm going to order something, I have to tell her.
Well, tell her you met the author, blah, blah.
Yeah,
blah, blah.
It will work, trust me. She always comes in.
I mean, I'm trying to make it as cheap as I could.
No, she owes me money. She owes me $10. I'll just buy the book and then call it even.
So anyway, what my hope is, if HBO, another big production company, has my script,
yeah,
I'm not going to sell unless I get to act in it. So
that's cool. That's cool. I know I've worked with Netflix a little bit in the past.
Well, it's funny you say that.
Yeah.
Simon & Schuster said I should get my book to Netflix.
You should. I know
if
a producer.
If you have any connections there, let me know.
I know a producer who I'm going to see in like 2 weeks. I can pitch the idea to her. I'm close with her.
Oh, good. Well, tell her about me and Charlie. And
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
I'll pitch it to her. I'll see her in 2 weeks. Her name is Marlene Sharp. She's somebody who I'm close with, and she's a big producer for a couple companies.
Oh, you got your good networking.
Yes. I know people from Netflix, Barstool Sports, MTV, Young Hollywood, Overtime Sports, etc.
Well, you should be an actress. You got the connections.
Maybe. Who knows? I've been told I'm very dramatic, so, you know.
No, you got a good look. You're kind of quirky, you know.
Yeah. No, I think if I ever were to have my own show, I want it to be a reality show following my life.
Oh, I hate those for real.
Well, no, like a show showing like what I really do besides podcasting, because I'm a full-time high school student.
That's true. I keep forgetting that. You seem older. I don't know. I guess
no.
Wise, maybe why.
No, I wish I was. But no, I go to school full time. Like, I'm a full time public high school student.
Oh, did you ever see that movie Legally Blonde?
I've seen a little bit of it.
Oh, well, then this is no good story then. If you saw it, it would be.
I've never seen it. I'm going to be real with you. I'm so behind on that stuff. Because growing up, I wasn't into that stuff. I was into more like the like princesses. You know?
Well, you know, another guy's in my book was in The Princess Bride.
I've seen that.
Harry Elwes. You know, the guy. Yeah.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, blonde. Well, he was when he was young, but he's got older now.
I have to ask you, can I put you on the spot? Is that okay? I have a question.
Hey, that's your show, man. Come on.
What's been the hardest part? What's like your least favorite part about being an author? The hardest part about being an author and your favorite part about being an author?
Well, you know, I think I put this in my book as well. You know, you write this book. You know, I was kind of naive on my first book.
Yeah.
I thought, well, you write this book. You know, it goes in a bookstore. You don't know that all the behind the scenes. You got to get a publisher.
Yeah.
You got to get edited. The publisher has to think they're going to make money on your book.
I mean,
it's there's a whole big deal surrounding just writing a book.
Yeah. I know.
But the cool thing about the book,
mm-hmm.
you walk into Barnes & Noble and, like, say, Barnes & Noble in L.A., the Grove, Yeah. And you see your book in that rack.
And you're like, oh my God. You're like, that's mine.
Yeah. That's really cool. Yeah.
That's so cool. And now, you know, like, I don't know if you know this, I produce and direct on the side. I just produced my school's morning announcements video thing at my school. I do a whole bunch of producing, and I direct a whole bunch of stuff.
Well, then, so your next step is Hollywood, or what?
My next step is going to Oswego, hopefully, for communications.
Where's Oswego at?
New York, upstate.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
I have my final year of high school next year, and then I'm hoping to go to college and get my degree in communications.
Good. Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah. I'm excited. Maybe I'll write a book. Who knows?
Well, yeah, because you would know how to market it. I mean, you'd be a best-selling author. There's no doubt in my mind.
Who knows? I'm not, to be real with you, I'm that type of kid who, like, likes to write down everything, but it doesn't make sense. So, like, I'll write a whole bunch of stuff, and then I'll go back and read and be like, that doesn't make sense there, that doesn't make sense there. So it takes me forever to edit.
Well, you know what I tell people who just ask me for advice?
Yeah.
I say, well, what you start out, if you're not real confident, write short chapters.
Okay.
So if you write a short chapter, then you think, did that.
It's funny. Yeah. When I was in middle school, I was going through a lot. I have a diary full of, like, my experience of going through my 8th grade year. Because I had a very hard 8th grade year. And I wrote, like, in a diary. I have it hidden in my room so, nobody can find it. And it's, like, all my whole experience of battling throughout my 8th grade year and all everything I went through to get to where I am now.
Well, there you go. You could sell that.
Who knows? It has a lot of...
I got 2 diaries out now. 2 memoirs. Same thing.
That's cool. Well, the thing is, I'd be afraid to publish it because, I was calling out people who weren't nice to me or, giving me a hard time. And I don't want to, expose people, you know? I'm not the type of person to, want to expose somebody like that.
Well,
you never know.
You don't lie about somebody, you're okay. You know?
No, you never know. You never know. And then I had a question. Do you have any advice for me since, I'm doing this full time and, you know, I'm producing, I'm directing, I'm doing all this? What would be advice you could give to me?
Well, it sounds like you'd be giving others advice the way you're doing it.
Thank you.
Advice. I mean, I wish I would add your wherewithal at your age. You know,
yeah.
I couldn't figure out what day it was. You know, you got all this going on.
Well, no, it's funny. I just started by accident, kind of.
How'd that come about?
Well, I was bored during quarantine, so I started interviewing random strangers off the internet. And it progressed until, somebody telling me to try a podcast. So I downloaded Anchor, uploaded my trailer, and my trailer was put on Apple Podcasting with nothing on it but my trailer. I didn't even submit to put my podcast on Apple. It was just there. So I uploaded my first podcast with this girl named Ireland Bennett, and it did really well. I had over 100 views in the first week of having it out. So I kept on uploading, and by my end of my first month, I had 1,000 listeners. So I kept on going with it. I've never missed a day of uploading. I do Small Business Saturdays. I market, do everything by myself. And from there, I've just gained a following, and I just fell in love with it. I'm doing it full time now.
Wow, and you get to meet a lot of interesting people in your job.
It's sick. I've met so many people. I've met Cardi B's backup dancer.
Yeah,
I know. That's so cool. I was thinking, maybe can I have you and Charlie on together to talk about your books together?
I have to check with Charlie. I can't just promise you.
No, if you talk to him and if you guys are interested to do that, have you come on together to talk about your books together and stuff?
I'll definitely talk to Charlie in the next couple of days. I'll throw it up at him. I have to promise him something.
No. And I'd come through. No, it'd be cool to have you guys on together, maybe.
Well, Charlie's pretty cool. He might. Well, Charlie couldn't do it now because I'm in Louisiana for a few weeks.
No, you guys just come on Zoom. You both go on Zoom together. I send you guys both the Zoom link or a Google Meet link. You come on together on Zoom.
See, I like the way you think. You look at the big picture.
No, that's how I've been doing it. No, that'd be cool to have you guys on together to talk about, your books together and about, what you guys have plans and stuff.
I promise I'll tell Troy. I can't.
No, you're fine. What I was thinking is that having him come on by himself, you come on with him. So you do it together. You're both on Google Meet.
I can't, promise because, I wouldn't be fair to Charlie.
No, I get where you're coming from. But, I always love to have you. I want to have you back on again when you start to do your movie and stuff to talk about that 100%.
Okay, good. Well, that for sure.
Yeah, I have to ask you, how has it been with you during COVID, your mental health and everything? I got to be real with you.
I already had mental health problems, so I didn't make it.
No, I got to be real with you. With COVID, my mental health has skyrocketed. I'm the best I've been since COVID.
Really?
Yeah, I was in the 8th grade. I had a very, from 6th grade to 8th grade, that was 2017 to 2019. 2020. I was going through a lot. Back in 2016, I had a family friend die from stage four pancreatic cancer in hospice. And it was somebody I was very close with, and I never got to say goodbye to her. So that took a very big toll on me and my mental health. So it took me a while to be fully okay with that and be fully okay. And I was just going through a lot at the time, my dad being in and out of rehab and stuff, and like my mom trying to get full custody of me. I was going through a lot socially and emotionally with my anxiety. So I wasn't the best at that time. I was going through a lot of toxicity in my school. So after I went on to high school, it started to get better, and then COVID hit, and I came back a whole different person. I'm the happiest I've been since COVID.
Well, you must be pretty popular in school. How many people do what you're doing?
I'm the only one. I started the trend.
No, I mean, you would think people at school would admire you.
Yeah, they do. I have to tell you.
Actors and writers and all that.
Yeah, I get a lot of credit at my school. My school is the most supportive. They're so supportive of me. I love them. I love my school and the family that I've grown at school. Like, all the APs listen to my podcast. My favorite teacher aide listens to it. My counselor listens to it. All my friends listen to it. They let me promote it around my school. It's great.
Good job.
I get to use the studio whenever I want. I love it.
Well, you know, I want to tell anybody out there with mental health issues like I have, and like just now, I did 500 push-ups and I ran about 3 miles.
That's great.
The only reason I do that, I don't like to, it gets rid of my anxiety.
No,
and depression. So that's why I'm doing this show now. I'm relaxed because I did all that.
Yeah, I have to tell you.
So that helps anybody that has anxiety, exercise. Yeah.
This is like my key to my anxiety. The thing that makes me happy is doing this. So like, this keeps me so calm, and I'm like so into this stuff that like this just makes me so happy. But like, I don't know if people know this about me. I used to run. I horseback ride. I ride horses. That's the thing, my anxiety. I've been riding since the age of 4. Actually, my family friend that died from cancer was the first person. Her daughter was the first person to ever teach me how to ride a horse.
Interesting.
I've been riding since I was 4 years old.
Wow, I'm kind of scared of horses.
No, I love it. It's the key to like calming my anxiety. I'm the most happiest when I'm on a horse. I do everything. I feel so free. I can jump, I can canter, I can gallop, I can do whatever I want, and I know what I'm doing. It's like the one thing that I'm actually good at besides this.
Well, anyway, I had another good story. I think some of your listeners probably know that show, Legally Blonde.
Yeah, you can share.
Reese Witherspoon was in it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I go swimming in the ocean, and I take a lot of risks. You know, I don't tell anybody else to do this.
Yeah.
But I go way out in the ocean,
Ooh. And
I see this other guy way out there, and I think, well, this guy's a little crazy like me, right? So we inadvertently swim right by each other. And it was the actor, Luke Wilson, who was the star of Legally Blonde with Reese Witherspoon.
I think I know who you're talking about. Like, I've seen...
Yeah, he's been a lot of stuff. And he says... And I had met him about a year ago at the Barnes & Noble in Santa Monica. He had bought my book and I had autographed it.
Oh, my God. That's cool.
We had a kind of a connection. So we're both in the middle of the ocean having a chat. You know, I thought, wow, that only in L.A. would that
be. Yeah. I have a question for you. Have you ever met anybody from the Vampire Diaries?
No.
No? How about Teen Wolf? The show.
I really haven't watched those shows, to be honest.
And then the other one I have to ask, because it's one of my favorite shows, Shameless.
No, I've never watched that show either. I hang out in Malibu all the time, and I walk by people, and I think, well, they're very handsome or interesting looking. They're probably on these shows that you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, no, Shameless. Shameless kind of covers a lot of stuff that your book would be about. It's about mental health and like alcohol and stuff. It's about this guy named Frank Gallagher who's an addict and has children who all
Is
have
that
like
the older guy in the movie, in the show.
Yeah.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, it's a really good show. Like, I recommend it. It shows a lot of different, like, mental health and stuff. Like, the one son has bipolar. The mother has bipolar. The son was arrested for drug dealing. The other son was arrested for blowing up a van. It really shows, like, a real, like, life situation in a show. I recommend it. It's so good.
Well, my book is full of mental health.
That's why I thought of that.
I try to laugh at everything because, you know, even though I have a twisted sense of humor, but you know, laughing at myself as well as whoever I'm talking to.
No, I have to tell you, out of all the interviews I've done, this has been the most interesting one to do so far.
Ah, you're just saying that because you want me to get Charlie.
No, I'm not. Actually, no, I'm serious. I'm serious. Like, I'm actually, like, really interested in this stuff. And I'm not the type of kid to want to read, but I want to read your book.
Oh, well, if you read my book, you're my friend forever. I tell anybody.
No, I'm really serious. I actually want to read it. I'm, like, interested.
Yeah, well, I think you'd like it. I mean, it sounds like you can relate to it.
Yeah, I'm funny. I have such a twisted sense of humor, too. The stuff I laugh at isn't even funny half the time.
I know. Well, that's when my first book was Man Interrupted, that was optioned for a movie, got published in the UK at first.
Yeah.
Because I get my twisted sense of humor better over there.
Mm-hmm.
Then it became a bestseller in America. So
that's great.
My laziness to the English over there.
You know? I'm top 10% for the teen category for podcasting.
Bravo.
Yeah. And then I'm one of the only like self-made teen podcasts still running till this day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you.
Man, I wish I would have been like you when I was young.
I'm lazy. Guess what? I wasn't always like this. If you saw me back in 2016 to 2019, nah, I was a whole different person. I had no motivation to do nothing. Like, I was a whole different person than I am now.
Well, good. You, like I said, I didn't decide to be an actor until I was 27.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, I tried every crappy job in the world.
Yeah.
And I finally thought, well, I can't do this, I can't do that. I'll be an actor. It's good default. You know? I can't do anything else.
No. I feel like, for me, I'm not the type of kid to want to sit there and do nothing. I don't shut up. I've been told that all I do is talk. So this is my outlet from all my talking.
Well, I do that too, but that's the only reason I run, because that slows me down.
I used to run, and then I quit. I stopped.
Well, whatever works, you know.
Yeah, I have a lot of foot problems, so, you know, that just stops me from running. Anytime I run, I get injured, so I've stopped it completely. No, but horseback riding is my key to my anxiety, 100%.
How you got horses close to you? Is that how
it works? I haven't ridden since COVID because of my instructor got injured and had to get major back surgery. So she wasn't teaching. So then when I was going to go back, COVID hit. So I haven't ridden since. But when I go to school upstate, I'm going to ride again.
Well, tell all your reading friends who like to read books, please tell them about my book.
I will. I'm going to I know somebody who I know will 100% read it.
Oh, good. That's my logic now. If I get one person from doing this podcast and read my book, then I feel good.
No, I'm, serious. I'm going to ask my mom to buy it tonight. I'm going to read it.
All right. So then now, if nobody else buys at least one, I feel like...
Well, no, I also feel like if I, post something about it on my Instagram and tell everybody to read it, I think I'll be able to get people to read it.
Oh, man. I'm liking you even more.
No, I will. I'm serious. I'm serious. I'll post, something on my Instagram to people to read it when I buy it.
Good job. You think big.
Whatever I can. And if you want me to, I can promote it around school if you need me to.
Well, school kids probably too broke to buy a book.
No. Actually, you'd be surprised how many sales I've gotten for small businesses and authors from my school. I've gotten a lot.
Really?
I've gotten a lot of people to buy stuff.
Well, I have to say, I'm not as crazy as the book. A lot of
people
read the book and go, that guy's insane.
No, if you want, I can promote it around school, tell my teachers and stuff. I'm sure I can get some of them to read it if I ask them nicely.
Oh, well, I appreciate anything you can do.
I got you covered. I'll do it. I know some people who I know like to read.
And a lot of your teachers probably know who Mel Brooks is. He won the Oscar.
Yeah.
He's one of my best friends. He has a chapter in the book as well.
That's cool. I got you covered. Trust me. If you need something promoted, I got you covered. I'm your girl. Oh, trust me. I am your girl.
I knew there was a reason I got on this today.
I know. Well, I'm your girl. I can really... I know somebody who's very close to me who would absolutely love your book. My middle school counselor. I feel like that'd be a type of book she'd like to read. She's somebody who's by my side when I was going through everything, and I still talk to her till this day. I love her.
Really?
She helped me get through one of the worst periods of my life and moved me on. Like, I was supposed to repeat the 8th grade, and she moved me up completely.
Well, you're lucky you found some good friends.
You know, well, I'm very close with her. I love that lady. She'll forever be my, my savior. I love her. She's done a lot for me. Her and my mother, love them. They've done a lot for me the last couple of years.
Good. Everybody needs a little help, you know?
They really do. I'm very thankful for them. And, I have to be real with you. I'm very thankful for, getting to do opportunities like this to help people promote stuff. Because I love just going around talking about things, so.
Yes. Wow. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. But, no, is there any other books that you've written that you recommend I read?
Well, this one, this one would be good for Charlie, too. It's called Almost Texas. That's my second book. I'll have to give you the brief synopsis. It's about this really good-looking guy, like Charlie, and he's gone. He's a freshman in college, but he's not happy. He's just going there, and he's not happy. And one day, he just walks out the school and starts hitchhiking, you know? And he's so good-looking, everybody picks him up, right? Yeah. Usually, hitchhikers look like they're half-dead or something. Mm-hmm. And he meets a serial killer. He meets quirky characters.
How much would it be to get a paper copy of your book? Of the book that you recommended to me? The one that you want me to read?
Oh, they're all in book form.
No, I was going to say, if I was going to get online a paper copy, is it $10 too? On Amazon?
Wilmot's Texas might be 11 or 12.
No, the one that you were talking about. Oh, 10.
Diary of a Manic OCD Bookseller, $10.32.
That's the one I want to read.
Yes, that's the one I want. But you asked me about my other book.
Yeah. That's the one I definitely want to read.
Yeah, that's the one I want. Forget the other one.
No, I was just, I'm thinking, if I like the book, if I like the OCD book, I might go back and buy another one.
Oh, man, you're killing me, man.
No, I will. I'm serious. I'm not the type of kid to read, but your book sounds so interesting that I genuinely, like, I'm not just saying this, I genuinely want to read it.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know me now, so you have, feel like you...
No, like, you think,
yeah, you think, what did I... What was he thinking?
You know, no, like, the book sounds, like, so, like, something I just could relate to, but also something that would keep me on my toes and want to read.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, it's really interesting. One day I'm, like I said, I was a homeless street guy tries to kill me, yeah. And the next day I'm talking to a movie star, so I kind of go for one encounter. Yeah. Different encounters, you know.
That's cool. I think it's cool. But anyways, James, those are all the questions I had for you. Everybody, make sure you go check out James' book. I definitely recommend it. I'm going to read it, so I will keep you all updated. Thank you for James for coming on.
And thank you.
Thank you guys for listening. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode, aka the bonus episode. Make sure you go check out James' book. Once again, it's called The Diary of a Manic OCD. I'm going to link it below. Make sure you go check it out. Make sure you go check out my socials. Going to link it below. Thanks for listening, and I will see you all on Thursday.